This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The rural county representatives of California have elected Humboldt County First District Supervisor Rex Bone as the chair of the board of directors. Bone has served on the RCRC board since 2014 and has sat in the second vice chair seat and the first vice chair seat. He was elected at the board of directors meeting currently underway in Sacramento. Bone joins colleagues Virginia Bass and Ryan Sundberg, who also serve on key state commissions. In March, 5th District Supervisor Sundberg was appointed by Governor Jerry Brown to serve as the North Coast representative on the Coastal Commission, representing Humboldt, Mendocino, and Del Norte counties. Sundberg is also the first Native American to serve as a representative on the Coastal Commission. Bass has been elected to serve as the first vice chair for the board of directors for the California State Association of Counties, and she will become the first Humboldt County supervisor to serve as that board's president in 2019. The Board of Supervisors voted 4-0 yesterday, with Rex Bone absent, to appoint Caleb Cockrum as the interim public defender. Cockrum's appointment comes with the resignation of former public defender David Marcus, who was the subject of a lawsuit by a local attorney who challenged his qualifications for the job. The Marcus affair comes to an end with his resignation and a buyout of $25,000. A group of students at Humboldt State University are lobbying to keep the library open overnight to serve as a refuge for those who have no place to stay. They protested in front of the library yesterday afternoon, and the protest was spurred by the death of Eureka transient Chucky Laval, whose body was found in an alley in Eureka early Tuesday morning. The students, using the slogan, "If not here, then where," intend to create a space for homeless and housing insecure students to stay without harassment. Eureka Police and the Ring Company will host a Neighborhood Watch meeting tonight at the Warfinger Building at 6. The Ring Company is teaming up with Eureka Police and the Sheriff's Office, and the company provides digital tools to assist in Neighborhood Watch programs. The goal is to reduce the number of residential burglaries, and residents can get information on Neighborhood Watch programs. Humboldt State President Lisa Rosbacher and other school officials held a press conference in front of a few hundred supporters in the Redwood Bowl yesterday to announce that HSU football will remain. Local boosters have pledged to raise $500,000 per year for 5 years to fund the program, while the school still must deal with a structural deficit in athletics. Rosbacher said that she is thankful for those who donated to the cause. The Arcata Police Department is searching for 22-year-old Arcata woman Erin Henry, an HSU student who hasn't been seen since November 25th. On that day, her car, cell phone, and wallet were all found at her residence, but she was missing. Henry had recently broken an ankle, and her disappearance is considered out of character. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.